Good morning. You're still here with Ben and Josh for the morning after, and it's a Tuesday. Well, there's a Tuesday, and it is a Tuesday. And what happens on a Tuesday, Ben?
We talk to Scorpio Books, of course.
Dang right, we do.
Let me say at the top of this as well, if you can hear the rain, then do text in.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're, of course, talking with Jonathan this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you doing on this, well, I was going to say fine Tuesday morning, but it's not really,
it's
on this quite rainy Tuesday morning.
To be honest, I'm doing fine. I went and had a coffee, had a sit down. And I only found out it was raining about a few minutes ago.
So. Nice. Very good. Well, you brought us in a book. You've been hiding it from us so we don't get any spoilers before we go on. So please reveal. I need to know what book we're looking at.
Yeah. Today, I just want to talk about the new Andy Weir book.
Cool.
Andy Weir, you may know or may not know, he wrote the book The Martian quite a few years ago.
Yep.
Got turned into a movie with Matt Damon.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did pretty well. This is his third book. It's called Project Hail Mary, and it's about a character called Rylan Grace. This guy is on a spaceship, by himself, no idea why he is there.
Ooh.
Or where he's going.
Oh, goodness.
As we sort of learn through the author or the character telling us where he's sort of what he's doing there and things, we find out he has no memory of his background.
Oh, God.
And as he slowly recalls what's happened to him, we get flashbacks, and that starts up the novel. So we're getting him in real time, and then flashbacks telling us where he's come from.
Ah, very nice.
Why he's there. Turns out he is the sole survivor on a last-ditch mission to save humanity from an extinction-level event.
Hail Mary. Makes sense.
Yeah. What's happened, this is what I understand, I can tell you without spoiling much of it.
Okay, cool.
Is back on Earth, they've detected what appears to be an alien life form that has been growing around the sun.
Oh.
And what this is doing is siphoning off energy from the sun and is going to cause us to lose energy from the sun in about 30 years. New Ice Age, we're kind of screwed. End of humanity.
And yes.
Everyone gets together to form a mission to get answers how to fix this.
Mm-hmm.
They find out that other stars is dimming. They can see that from Earth.
Mm.
And only one place doesn't seem to be showing this, which is a star system called Tau Ceti. And after discovering that what is happening around the sun is a new life form, which they call the astrophage, because it's consuming the sun, they use properties of this alien life form to power a ship.
Ah, very cool.
To fly to Tau Ceti. And that's where we know we're heading to. Why we're heading there, we sort of know it's a last-ditch mission. Andy Weir is kind of known for writing a lot of science in his books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so as our character, Ryland, learns what he's sort of, why he's, well, you sort of, as I said, he's trying to recall what's happened to him, and he does this through figuring out through science what he's doing. He can, you know, use instruments on the ship to figure out where he's placed, where the spaceship is, all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so you get a novel and a science lesson all in one.
Wow, that's so cool. So yeah, like you said, he is also the author of The Martian. Would you say, like, is this, I mean, it sounds like it's in a fairly similar vein. Would you say people that liked and read The Martian would also enjoy Project Hail Mary?
Very much. The Martian was all about one guy left on Mars and trying to get himself not only off Mars, but how to survive until someone could get him.
Yeah.
This is kind of a guy who doesn't actually know what he's doing to begin with.
Yeah.
He can only just assume because he's there, he's meant to be there.
Yes.
But as it's a sort of a near future sort of setup, he doesn't have high tech computers like you imagine from a, we'll just say, like a Star Trek sort of setup. Mm. It's really stuff that might be designed in the next few years. So he's got a little assistance from what is on the ship, but beyond that, he's actually just having to figure out things on the fly.
Wow, very cool.
Amazing.
That's so cool. So, I mean, obviously this is in the scientific fiction genre, or sci-fi, if you will.
Yeah. No, definitely sci-fi.
is that the usual genre that you're into when it comes to books?
I do read sort of all over the place, but usually science fiction is one of the more fun things to read.
I 100% agree with you on that one.
So usually if you're ever in the shop and you're wanting to chat about sci-fi or fantasy, that sort of thing, you normally seek me out.
Nice. You'd see the others and be like, well, there's Rebecca. Okay, fine. I need sci-fi. Where's Jonathan? Yeah. You know, go over there.
And what's quite nice about this one is it is actually, I think it came out yesterday, and I think it should be in our shop as of this morning.
Oh, wow. So it's brand new. I didn't realize how fresh it was. Yeah, fresh off the butt.
Yeah. I think it came out maybe in America about a week ago.
Nice. They always get stuff before us. It's so lame.
Oh, it's, yeah. I wish that we would get some stuff earlier. But I mean, let me say as well, it's amazing how there's still great sci-fi being made today. You know, yeah. It's clearly not a genre that is dead, shall we say? Yeah.
What I usually would sort of say about a book like this is you can get some really strong science fiction writers who just chuck a lot of physics, a lot of chemistry, all that sort of thing, which can detract a bit from the enjoyment if you're not someone who reads that sort of thing very often. This is kind of one of those ones which he treats it serious enough that he wants to explain to you how things are working because he's discovered while writing it how these things would work. So makes the science believable, but also explains why, and it's actually very readable. Probably the only slowdowns in it was when you actually, since I'm not a physics major or anything like that, I had to reread a few parts of it, but it wasn't a lecture. It services the story.
Yeah, so, it's all in service
kind of
the story.
It's kind of that nice middle road where it's good science writing, but it's not too hard.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah, wow, gosh. It sounds like a really interesting book. Project Hail Mary by Andy Weir. I think I'm saying that correctly. And you can pick it up right now at Scorpio Books. Well, it should be in this morning. It's a brand new book. Well, thank you very much for coming on to the show today, Jonathan.
Yeah,
thanks, guys. Appreciate That's all being good. Here.
No worries. And if you want to read that book or any other book, Scorpio Books is the place you should go. My dad actually got a Scorpio Book voucher for his birthday, and he was very excited about it. So.
And speaking of the voucher, text in at 021-RGU985. That's 021-738-985. Just tell us the name of the book, and you'll go in the draw to win a $30 Scorpio Books voucher.
Nice, easy lowball this morning, Ben. Goodness.
Yeah, well, you had to be listening in. Huh?
Yeah, very
Thanks,
true.
Jonathan.
Thanks, guys.